Is everyone finished with lunch? Good. Then let's start our classroom work with the alphabet song.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, and T, U, V, W, and X, Y, Z. Now I've said my A, B, C, tell me what you think of me.
That's fine. Now we'll play some game songs.
Here we dance loop-de-loo, here we dance loop-de-light. Here we dance loop-de-loo in my classroom today. I put my right hand in, I take my right hand out. I give my right hand a shake, 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 and turn myself about. Here we dance loop-de-loo, here we dance loop-de-light. Here we dance loop-de-loo in my classroom today. I put my left hand in, I take my left hand out. I give my left hand a shake, 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 and turn myself about. Here we dance loop-de-loo, here we dance loop-de-light. Here we dance loop-de-loo in my classroom today. I put my right foot in, I take my right foot out. I give my right foot a shake, 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 and turn myself about. Here we dance loop-de-loo, here we dance loop-de-light. Here we dance loop-de-loo in my classroom today. I put my left foot in, I take my left foot out. I give my left foot a shake, 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 and turn myself about. Here we dance loop-de-loo, here we dance loop-de-light. Here we dance loop-de-loo in my classroom today. Run around, run around, little schoolmates. Run around your desk and chair. Run around, run around, little schoolmates. Then we'll take it from there. Step around, step around, little schoolmates. Step around your favorite partner. Step around, little schoolmates. We'll try for something harder. Skip around, little schoolmates. Skip around your big classroom. Skip around, little schoolmates. Now we'll skip back to our seats.
I can see that you're all tired out from those activities, so go back to your seats and we'll have storytelling time. Today, I think that we'll tell the story of a visit to the zoo. I'm sure everyone has been to the zoo and seen all of the animals, and there are many indeed. There are wild animals from various countries, and they have to be caged so that they won't harm anyone. As we get near the entrance, we find a long path leading us to the cages. We first come to a long-necked animal called the giraffe. He's light-colored with spots on him, similar to a leopard. He's a lazy animal. He walks slowly and doesn't seem to bother anyone. He's quite graceful considering the long neck that he has. There's an elephant in the next cage. She's big, isn't she? She moves about and splashes water with her trunk. She has a big voice and can really holler when she wants to. There are two baby elephants following the mother elephant, and she is teaching them some new tricks baby elephants love to play. Next, we come to the monkeys. They are the most animated animal of all. They almost look human. They love bananas and will entertain you all day long. They swing back and forth, roll around, and hug each other once they feel they have an audience. There's no stopping them from showing off. As we go on, we hear a loud roar. That's the sound of a lion. He is known as the king of beasts, or the jungle king. You can never tame him. When they're baby lions, they resemble puppies sometimes and look so cute. But as they grow, they become wilder and wilder, and they seem to remember that they were meant to be this way, and nothing can stop it. The leopard is a sleek-looking animal. He is light-colored and has spots. He walks back and forth in his cage as if he were waiting for something to happen. He's a restless animal and can't seem to relax. There are many birds at the zoo, all kinds. I'm sure you have many books at home describing the different types, the beautiful colors, and the many sounds that they have. The peacock is one of the most famous, with its beautiful feathers and colors. Did you know that they have a restaurant at the zoo? Well, they do. And if you are ever hungry, you can stop to have lunch or a soda. You can also take pictures with your camera at the zoo, so when you get home, you can look at all the different animals you've seen. Now we come to the seals. They are black and shiny looking and just love the water. They jump in and out all day. They play with a big ball and bounce it on their nose, turn it around, toss it in the air, and then catch it again. Quite a trick. There are many more animals for you to see at the zoo. And for a bit of homework, I would like you to draw one of the animals that you have seen. I think you've been sitting long enough now, so let's get some more exercise. Everyone stand up and we'll play a game.
Run around, run around, little schoolmates. Run around your desk and chair. Run around, run around, little schoolmates. Then we'll take it from there. Step around, little schoolmate, step around your favorite partner. Step around, little schoolmates. We'll try for something harder. Skip around, little schoolmates. Skip around your big classroom. Skip around, little schoolmates. Now we'll skip back to our seats.
You're doing well for your first day back at school. Homework is very important. It helps you learn your lessons faster because you're getting extra practice at home. Children can even make up their own homework to do. For example, painting, writing and spelling, reading books, cutting out pictures and pasting them on paper. We'll be doing all of these things in class, and when you go home, you can do the same thing again. So that soon you will have mastered all your daily work. Now, everyone take a pencil and a piece of paper. All set? Good. Look around the room and write down 5 objects that you see. After that, draw these objects. When you are finished, make up a story about each object. By doing this with all the many things that surround you, you learn to spell and draw and talk about many things. You can make a game of it and practice it anywhere. At home, on the bus, when you play outside, almost anywhere. Now for the next game. Oh my goodness, that bell means that school is over for today. Time has really flown by, but I guess it was because we were having such a good time. We'll have more fun tomorrow. Now go get your coats and put them on, and the bus will take you home. I'll see you all tomorrow. Goodbye now.
Thank you, Miss Harriet. I had a wonderful time, and I just can't wait for tomorrow to come back again.
I'm so glad. See you tomorrow.
Now's the time to drive home, drive home, drive home. We've had a wonderful time today, and we'll come back tomorrow. Now's the time to drive home, drive home, drive home. Everybody step on the bus and fasten your seatbelts tight. Now's the time to drive home, drive home, drive home. We've had a wonderful time today, and we'll come back tomorrow.
Hi, Mom. I had a wonderful time at school today.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad you're home. I missed you. But tell me, what did you do at school? And how was the bus ride?
The bus ride was wonderful. I really felt grown up. I managed the seatbelts all by myself. My teacher, Miss Harriet, is very nice. We played games and painted and did cutouts. We sang the ABC song and we had lunch. I didn't finish all my sandwich because I was too excited. I did drink all my milk, though, and I talked to the teacher. I think she likes me.
I'm sure she does. And I'm happy that you like school.
Well, Mom, to tell you the truth, I would have been a little scared, but I felt so safe knowing that you'd be home if I needed you.
Yes, dear, and I want you to always feel that way wherever you are, because Daddy and I love you very much, and we always want you to feel close to us.
Oh, I do, Mommy.
Yes, dear. The three of us will always be together. There's the phone. That must be your father. He said he would call around this time. Hello?
Hi, dear. How did Betsy do at school today?
Things went beautifully, but here, I'll let Betsy tell you about it herself.
Hi, Daddy. I went to school today.
I know, Betsy. How did you like it?
It was wonderful. I learned quite a few things, and the teacher said I'm going to learn something new every day.
Very good. I have some work to do now. See you later on.
Bye, Daddy. Well, that was my first day of school. I hope that your day was as nice as mine, and that you are looking forward to going tomorrow, just like I am.